Welcome, one and all, to an episode of Seeking Said Guru. It is nearly the change of day, and I have yet to do this recording, so we're cutting it close. I had a really productive day today before I get to the mystic quote by my lovely master, and I'm happily calling him a master, by the way. It's funny, I actually just did a stand-up comedy show a couple of days ago for a group of real estate people, and I wrote a bit about that, like how you're not allowed to call it a master bedroom anymore, right? Because it, the connotations of the slavery and then legit, that's so that they're supposed to call them, it's a primary bedroom. And it's like, well, shit, man, now my five-year-old just thinks that it's her room, right? It's like, Daddy, I'm in primary. This is my room. And she just like rips down all my awards and starts putting up her unicorn posters. Staring at me the whole time. And then I was like, you know, but that, and I don't think that why is that the connotation? Why are we talking about slave masters? They weren't even true masters. Sadhguru was a true master. Bruce Lee is a martial arts master, okay? And Bruce Lee is not going to sleep in a primary bedroom and take a piss in a primary toilet. That is beneath his particular skill set. So, you know, I say we take the word master away from the historical reference to a bunch of fat southerners with guns that kidnap people. How about that? How about they're not masters? I'm sorry, my dog is upset. I'm sorry, Yogi. Go back to sleep. All right, we'll get right to it, okay? But I'm just saying. What was he saying? Ooh, I don't know. Okay, let's go. Listen, I don't have to sit here and talk all night to you, okay? We're both tired, probably, unless you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed early in the morning on your way to work, and you're like, let's tune into Seeking Said Guru and get some, like, good shit in the morning. And then you tune into this. It's like, was he half asleep when he recorded this? Here we go. Today's mystic quote. This is tricky because it talks about a specific person, but when we do the deeper dive, there's a longer story about who this person is. So here we go. Rama's passion for the well-being of his people was to a point of self-sacrifice. This is a quality all human beings need to emulate, no matter where they are. I'm not sure I understand that no matter where they are thing, but I like it. Here we go. Rama's life, a lesson in freedom. Okay. You still with me? You still there? Hello? Tink, 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 tink. I'm tapping on my lav mic. It doesn't have the same effect as like an actual comedy mic. All right, here we go. Rama's life, a lesson in freedom. Sadhguru and actress Rakul Preet Singh discuss how to live a beautiful life. Sadhguru gives the example of Rama as achieving a different kind of freedom, the freedom to maintain one's balance regardless of external situations. Okay, so quick side note. How amazing would that be? Talk about slavery. Sadhguru talks about this. He's talked about this before, and he's like, what's the worst form of slavery? Surely it's the fact that somebody else has the ability to upset you. Just that simple thing that I could say something to you right now as you're driving in your car or you're laying in your bed, right? Or you're sitting on the toilet. I know my audience. And I could say something to you that would upset you. It would create a negative chemical soup within your body. What kind of a power do we allow people to wield over us like that? And so what this is saying is it's the freedom to have your balance to such a degree or to be so balanced that no matter how unbalanced the situation is around you, actually, I wonder if situation can even be unbalanced. Because no situation could be unbalanced if it contained only human beings that were balanced. Anyway, it's a thought for another time, but you get my drift. So I have complete freedom if no matter what this dog does to me as he stares at me with a strange look on his face. Are you going to bite my crotch? What are you going to do? That's an odd face, dog. But if no matter what he did, it didn't upset me, what freedom is that? Here we go. Let's just continue. There's a beautiful picture on here you can't see. Rakul Preet Singh. I think anyone talking to you or listening to you or speeches or following you feels that life is really simple and beautiful and full of love. Everywhere, things around us exude love. Things around us have life. But how difficult is it for people to understand that life is simple? And why do you think the smallest things have been complicated by the human race so much? be it relationships, be it marriages, be it love, be it work. There are just so many superficial things, and people are missing out on small joys of life. They just do not live life the way it is supposed to be. What is it that you would say would be step one for everyone to at least start looking into that direction of feeling that life is beautiful? Before I get into Sadhguru, holy generalize much? Listen, I don't know this actor very well or at all, but listen, you don't live in life the way it's supposed to be. Speak for yourself, Rakul. No, he's dead on, actually. He's pretty much right there. It's for sure you miss the things. I went down to the pond today with my daughter, Zaina, and she's the 5-year-old, and we just whipped rocks. We threw rocks in the pond, and then we threw a ball, and we watched the dog swim across and get it. It's just like simple joys, right? Like, that's not, I'm not like, Zaina, how much money is this making us? This isn't making us any money. All right, here's Sadhguru's response. Life is neither beautiful nor ugly, nor is it love nor hate. It is just that you can be beautiful within yourself, or you can be ugly. You can be loving, or you cannot be loving. Everywhere love is exuding. No, this will take you to La La Land. Rakul Preet Singh. No, I mean, like, you know, everyone is lovely here. I do not have a problem with anyone, but not everyone is going to look at it that way, said Guru. Now I must tell you something. This happened. A young widow went to the cemetery to visit the grave that she was dedicated to with her 7-year-old boy. The boy, who was just learning to read and write, ran all over the cemetery, reading all the inscriptions. He came back to his mother after 20-30 minutes and said, "Mama, where do they bury all the horrible people?" It is not true that everyone is beautiful. People can be extremely ugly. If you are beautiful, you can transform even that ugliness to some extent. Will everyone come your way? No, they will not. If they do not come your way, will you become ugly? No. That is the important thing. When things do not happen your way, are you still capable of being a beautiful human being? That is all you have to fix. If you fix that one thing, everything is fine. When nothing happens your way, are you still a beautiful human being? This is the only thing that this culture has ever worshipped. You know, Rama is hugely worshipped. He had continuous problems. The worst kind of drama was happening, a completely disastrous life, but he remained balanced. He did his administration and whatever work he had to do with such balance and efficiency that after thousands of years, when we talk about an ideal nation, we say Rama Raja. Whatever happened in his life, if just one of those things happened to someone, most people will crack up. He was facing serial disasters, but still he was doing everything to the best of his ability in the given moment and fulfilling his duties, whatever he had to do. It is this absolute freedom he had from the drama that was happening around him. This is mukti. As he was alive, he was free. This is jivan mukti. It is that freedom that we are bowing down to, not his being a king or a god or whatever, but because the man remained free of the extreme drama that was continuously happening around him. And now you're in luck, because Sadhguru tells a deeper story. And so I will leave you now with the words of Sadhguru, and thank you so much for listening to Seeking Sadhguru. I gotta put my dog to bed, and I ain't talking about the German wire hair pointer.
A very beautiful incident happened in Ramayana. Rama, too many unfortunate happenings in his life. He is a king, for some reason he loses his kingdom or he gives up his kingdom, or whichever way. Or he's conned out of his kingdom, or he's too gentle to protest and walks away from it into the jungle, lives a hard life. Then his wife gets kidnapped by Ravan, and then having love for his wife and being despondent about the loss of her and being concerned what could be happening to her, he walks all the way down south, gathers an army of Tamil people. Yeah, who else was in Tamil Nadu? And gets across to Sri Lanka, wages a war, defeats Ravan in the battle, slays him. As all of you know, Ravan had 10 heads. With one you're struggling, He had 10. So Rama went about, you know, 10 slaughters, so that the man is dead. Battle won, they're coming back to Ayodhya. Rama chooses, he says, I don't want to go back to the kingdom, I want to go to Himalayas and spend some time in the cave of Agastya Muni, because I want to repent for the great sin that I have committed. I have killed someone who was pious, a great devotee of Shiva, a phenomenal scholar, a great king, a generous man. The others were shocked. Lakshmana, his brother, said, what are you talking about? Ravana kidnapped your wife. So Rama said, see, those are the other 9 heads. In these other 9 heads of his, he had greed, jealousy, lust, all kinds of things. But there was one head which had great wisdom, knowledge, piety, devotion. I regret taking that head. I would have liked to leave that head alone, not kill the man, but there was no way to do it, so I had to do this. But I am in great repentance because I took away that one head. What this is trying to tell you is, all of you have 10 or more heads, all kinds of things. Do you see? One day your head is in greed, another day in jealousy, another day in hatred, another day in love, another day in beauty, another day in ugliness. Yes or no? Or the same day you go through everything. If I see you in a moment of jealousy, I'll say, this is a jealous one. If I see you in a moment of greed, I say, this is a greedy one. If I see you in a moment of hatred, I say, that is a hateful one. If I see you in a moment of lust, I say, that's a lustful one. No, no. Everybody has 10 and more heads. At different times, different heads are working. But everybody has head, at least one head of love, beauty, generosity, compassion, at least one head, there is. So the biggest mistake you do in your life is that instead of identifying and condemning a quality, you condemn an individual person. This is what Rama is trying to say. It doesn't matter, he did so many horrible things. Those are the other 9 heads, but that one head I saw of tremendous possibility, but unfortunately I had to take that. I want all of you to follow this fundamental principle in the ashram and wherever else you may be, that if you see something wrong in somebody, we will only condemn that, not him or her. If you bring this wisdom in this new year, if you just bring this wisdom, this bogey all the baggage will go. When you do this to others, the same will happen to you. There is no need to conclude, I am this way, I am that way, or I am like this only. Well, that's how you have been in some moments. In some moments you've been a horrible creature. In some moments you've been beautiful. In some moments you've been ugly. In some moments you've been wonderful. If you don't empower the possibility and take away that which blocks your possibility, then you are not a spiritual seeker. You are a, you know, we must make you a kangaroo court judge. She's not okay, she's not okay, he's not okay, he's not okay, he's not okay, he's not okay. And there are a few new people here whom we are yet to know, they are beautiful. You know? That is a judgmental life. Otherwise, the more you get to know somebody, more love and compassion should happen, because now you know all their struggles and problems and things, and suddenly you know they are bloody as human as you are. Yes? Rama is doing penance for having killed a man who kidnaps his wife, and he's done many terrible things. But Rama is still identifying, there was one head which was so beautiful, I shouldn't have removed that. This is a man of great wisdom. This is why he is worshipped. Every sensible human being is like this. If you see a rose plant, we call it a rose plant. Tell me, are there more roses or more thorns? More thorns. But we call it a rose plant because we recognize the beauty. Maybe only one rose, but 1,000 thorns, but we still call it a rose plant. If you see a mango tree, there are more mangoes or more leaves? Definitely more leaves. We don't call it a leaf tree, we call it a mango tree because we recognize the sweetness that it drops. Those drops of sweetness, full of leaf, but that one mango, wow, mango tree. Why don't we see this in people, If there is one drop of sweetness. Have you seen any human being without a single drop of sweetness? Have you seen? Then please do this. Before Pongal or Mattu Pongal comes, depending on which category you are, please everybody around you, the people that you work with on a daily basis, people with whom you've been rubbing, no, not rubbing shoulders, oh no, just do this. The people that you, that horrible person, this terrible woman, just see. That one drop of sweetness, can you recognize? Because if you cannot recognize that, it will not reflect in you. You better know that. Terrible things that you see in other people will reflect in you. This does not mean you should become blind to everything. No. We see the leaf in the tree. We see the thorns in the rose bush. But we acknowledge the flower and the fruit. That's all we need to do. Rama's birthday is also coming in a couple of months. Let's make this happen.